Hey everybody, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. With us is Andy Bemis, Senior Project Manager, Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility. As a follow-up to a previous segment we did with Jen Toothaker several months ago, Andy's going to take us on a little bit deeper dive into the city's long-range transportation and mobility master plan, including a call to action. Take it away, Andy. Go for it.
Thanks so much, Gina. I'm very happy to be here, so thanks for having me. Like you said, we are in the midst of updating a long-range transportation and mobility master plan for the city of Tucson, and it's called Move Tucson. So for anybody who wants to know more, just Google Move Tucson and you'll find it. You'll get to our website. We've just wrapped up the first phase of public input and outreach around the effort. And so we've asked Tucsonans over about the last year, what are your transportation challenges? What are your transportation and mobility needs? Where could the city be doing better? And how can we better serve the community from a transportation perspective? We've also, simultaneous to that effort, done a deep dive into a technical analysis of the transportation network. We looked at where are we having safety challenges? Where are we having congestion challenges? Where are there missing gaps in our bicycle networks, our pedestrian networks? We've combined all that information we heard from the public and that information we got from our technical analysis, and we've put it into what we're calling a virtual open house. So since we can't be meeting with people in person right now, we've set it up online so people can walk through it in their own time and at their own pace. So we're asking people to go to movetucson.org. You'll find a link to the virtual open house. You can go through it in your own time, read all that rich feedback we've got from the community, everything we've heard from our technical analysis. And then we've used that feedback to develop a vision statement for the plan and a set of guiding principles for the plan. And we're asking people to give us their feedback on those now. So read through the guiding principles and the mission. Let us know if they resonate with you, if we got it right. Tell us if you want to see something changed. Ultimately, that's important because we're going to take those guiding principles and we're going to use them to develop a prioritization framework for all the projects that come out of this plan. So at the end of the effort, we will have a full list of transportation projects and programs that the city will work to try and fund over the next 20 years. We'll have much more need than we will have funding, so it's important that we prioritize, that we rank that list. These guiding principles are the foundation of what we're going to use to rank that list. We want it to be based on community feedback. We want to make sure that we're aligning our transportation investments with our community's core values. So please hop on the website. Let us know if we're headed in the right direction. I'd be happy to come back on the show in a few months when we have it finalized and we have that project list ready to share back with the community.
You can count on it. I just want to reflect that asking people what they think, they'll tell you. And it's so, to me, so respectful and so comprehensive in what you did. And I thank you for taking the time. You definitely will come back. Remember, everybody, movetucson.org. And remember that past episodes of this segment can be heard on the Mrs. Green's World page, on the KXCI website page. And to learn more about Mrs. Green's World, please visit us at mrsgreensworld.com. Thanks, Andy.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.